We can expect that Ms. Owen will be listening when the president outlines a jobs plan before Congress on Thursday. He speaks at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. That's a time and date settled after House Speaker John Boehner rejected a speech the day before. The president will be addressing a Congress whose approval rating has made it down to 12.3%, according to the Real Clear Politics average. The president's approval rating has also sagged down to a little more than 43%, suggesting a country that is running out of patience. Time and again, White House plans to focus on jobs have been waylaid by disasters, by international events, and by the fight over the debt ceiling. NPR's Mara Liasson looks at what the president hopes to accomplish now.
When a president asks for a primetime slot to address a joint session of Congress, he's signaling to the country that he has something very important to say. Here's how Mr. Obama previewed the speech on Monday.
Next week, I will be laying out a series of steps that Congress can take immediately to put more money in the pockets of working families and middle-class families, to make it easier for small businesses to hire people, to put construction crews to work rebuilding our nation's roads and railways and airports.
When President Obama stands in the well of the House next week, he will be confronting two big problems. The first is political, the loss of voters' confidence in his handling of the economy. And the second is the economy itself. A new estimate released by the White House yesterday predicts the economy will grow an anemic 1.7% this year, with unemployment stuck at 9% next year. Jared Bernstein is the former top economist for Vice President Joe Biden.
He has to put forward a plausible, credible jobs package that will target that rate and start to finally bring it down.
The president doesn't have a lot of fiscal tools left to use. He can't propose another 2009-style stimulus package, so he'll call for payroll tax relief, business tax credits for hiring, and infrastructure projects. But former Clinton aide Bill Galston thinks, for the economy and for himself, Mr. Obama needs to go even bigger and lay out a growth agenda that also includes solutions to the mortgage debt crisis, fundamental tax reform, and deficit reduction.
By going big, he will do what he really hasn't done so far in 2011, that is plant a flag and invite the people to rally around it. If you look at the speech that way, it really is the opening gun in the 2012 presidential campaign.
The president would, in effect, be telling Americans what he would do if he got a second term. What his Democratic supporters desperately hope he doesn't do is lay out an agenda designed to win Republican support. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka thinks the president has been too fixated on bipartisanship, something Trumka believes is out of reach.
If you only propose what that you think they'll accept, they control the agenda.
And at this point, Republicans don't even seem open to proposals they once supported, like an extension of the payroll tax cut. Bill Galston says it's time for the president to give up on his quest for economic strategies that are agreeable to both parties.
Given where the energy is within today's Republican Party, the prospects of an agreement that is significant are almost zero, which means that the president not only has no choice but to state his own position clearly and in unvarnished terms, but also that he can only gain from doing that.
He can only gain, Galston says, because he's in such a deep hole. The number of people who view him as a strong leader has plummeted over the last 2 months.
Right now, even his friends are wondering what he stands for and what he's prepared to fight for. And if even your friends aren't sure, then you can bet that the people in the middle, the independents and moderates who will decide the election, aren't sure either.
And that, says Jared Bernstein, is really the biggest challenge for the president, to make sure the American people know what he's fighting for in next week's speech and in the weeks after as he campaigns for his plan against Republican opposition.
He will regain his footing precisely by doing just that, and I think that's where he's pivoting. You know, he lost his footing. He got distracted. He got sucked into a very destructive, self-inflicted, wounding debt ceiling debate, and that's behind him now.
The debt ceiling debate, which left the president looking weak and Washington looking dysfunctional, is over, but the damage it caused to consumer confidence and to the president's own standing is not. Thursday's speech might be one of Mr. Obama's last big opportunities to change that. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.